But Rodgers in the 25th century.
And the shower of silver dollars from Popsicle Pete's money box. Now, without wasting any time, we're going to pick up our story on the surface of the moon, just as Buck and Wilma discovered that they'd been tricked by Killer Kane and Ardela. Now, here we go, 500 years into the future.
A rocket ship. It's gone.
Oh, that rocket blast knocked me over.
Here, get up quick. Kane and Ardela must have hidden behind some of these rocks out here, and they sneaked into our ship as soon as we left it.
Buck, they've got to hue aboard with them. We've got to go after them.
Right. And we'll use this ship of Kane's.
Well, go ahead. Get into it and take the controls.
I said that a chase between these two equal ships was of no use. But this time, there's nothing else to do. Here now. Close the metal door and we'll get underway.
Can you still see our blue ship in the teleradioscope, Ardela?
Yes, Kane. Buck and Wilma have just gone into it.
So they can head right out here after us, of course. We'll wait until they take off their spacesuits to operate the controls.
What did you do?
Left a slow generating gas pot under the control seat. It'll poison them before they know what's happened to them.
Good work. Say, you must have hit Dr. Hewer pretty hard while he was getting out of his spacesuit. See, he's still out cold.
Then we won't need to worry about him for a while. As a matter of fact, from now on, he can do all the work.
How do you mean?
Hewer's next job will be to invent a new weapon. For me. And it will have to be something I can use to bring a whole planet to its knees in a single stroke.
Isn't that asking a lot, Kane?
For a man like you, huh?
No. What I'm thinking of is trying to persuade him to do it.
I have an idea that when I show him how much he can accomplish under my direction, he may be perfectly willing to play along with us.
All right. Now, where are we headed for?
Ardela, we're going to Enceladus.
That's one of the moons of Saturn, isn't it?
Yes, it's one of the least known moons of Saturn.
Ooh.
But I have decided that it will provide a good nucleus for the organization I will build up to carry out my plans.
Why pick Enceladus?
Because there we can work without any chance of being disturbed or interfered with.
That sounds logical.
Oh, my head.
Wait, Hewer's coming, too.
Buck, where are you? Wilma.
Shall I throw some water on his face?
No, let him come out of it in his own sweet way.
Killer Kane.
Hello, Hewer. How are you?
What have you done? Where are Buck and Wilma?
I'm sorry, Dr. Hewer.
Ardela.
But I'm afraid it was necessary to leave them stranded down on the moon.
Stranded?
Well,
Yes. Yes, the power control on that blue ship down there is out of water.
Oh.
Now, how do you feel?
As good as could be expected under the circumstances. Do you really care?
Hewer, I'm a man of few words, so I'm going to speak bluntly.
Well?
You know what my plans for conquest of the solar system amount to. Or at least you ought to know by this time.
Yes, Kane. I know your wild ideas only too well.
Now, wait a minute.
Yes.
Nobody realizes any more than I do your capabilities as a scientist. In short, with your cooperation, the conquest I desire will be easy. And if you seriously stop to think about it, you'll realize that working with me will not only give you more wealth than you've ever dreamed of, but a chance to make scientific progress such as you've never had before. The whole solar system will be your laboratory. You'll be the greatest scientist who ever lived.
Kane, I'm not the least bit interested in what you're saying.
Huh?
Nothing under heaven could ever persuade me to be a partner to your crime.
You are. Either you'll come along with me, or you'll die. As Rogers and Wilma have died.
What? What are you talking about?
You heard what I said.
But before you said... You only said that the ship you left them in back there on the moon was disabled.
Of course, so you wouldn't feel any animosity toward me when I made my little proposition to you. Do you think I'm a fool? What good would disabling their ship do us? No, you are. Our little situation required somewhat more drastic measures.
What did you do?
Beneath your dear friend Buck's control seat is a small beaker of chemicals, which right now are generating a deadly gas.
Oh.
In other words, When he and Wilma take off their spacesuits to operate that ship, it will begin to have its effect on them. Not too quickly, either. So they'll have no warning until it's too late. Clever, huh?
You're not human.
Really? Thank you.
Kane, you're a monster.
Yes, you are. And I'll give you the same medicine if you try to cross me. Now use your head, you old fogey. You've got a decision to make. On the one hand, wealth, fame, and power. On the other, burial in outer space. Well, will you play along with me?
Never. Let me hit that radio unit.
Yeah.
I've got to warn them.
Get away from the radio.
Not much.
Nice work with the paralysis ray, Ardela. I congratulate you.
Thanks, Kane. Whether you'll admit it or not, Hewer was in a fair way of knocking you down.
I wouldn't say exactly that. But the old boy does pack more of a wallop than I gave him credit for. But it's the last one he'll ever throw.
Mm-hmm. But now listen.
Well?
I can't seem to spot it on the viewplate now. Perhaps because we're out of range.
Enceladus?
No, the rocket ship we left on the moon. Just before you and Hewer started to scrap, I saw it take off. Maybe your little trick hasn't worked after all.
So soon? Of course not. Knowing Rogers, I know that he'd take off after us without waiting to remove his spacesuit. But as he certainly wouldn't continue to fly with it on, or Wilmer either. And when they do remove them, we'll have nothing more to worry about.
With me, Wilma, that's the fastest takeoff we ever made. Now, let's get out of these spacesuits so we won't have to talk by radio.
Are we going in the same direction that Kane took?
Yeah. So spot his ship in the teleradioscope as fast as you can.
Hard to tell what focusing range to... Oh, there it is.
Good. I see it. And we're going straight after it.
Thank goodness he's flying a straight course, though.
Huh?
Notice how clouds of cosmic dust keep interfering with the vision on this viewplate?
Yeah. Too bad he got such a head start on us. But, Wilma, he's heading straight out toward Mars or Saturn. They happen to be in line with each other.
Now I can't see a ship at all. Look, if he swings around out there very much, we're going to lose him, do you know it?
Well, we don't need to. We can hook in the gas analyzer and automatically follow his rocket trail.
Great, I'll get it for you right away.
Get it for me?
Sure, out of this cabinet over here.
But it's right here on the control board. See these dials? There, turned it on.
Then what's this unit here on this shelf?
Oh, that's just an auxiliary unit in case this one gets out of order. Leave it there.
Oh.
See? These dials register 3, 1.7, and 32.1.
Mm-hmm.
King's rocket trail, all right. From now on, this ship will follow it automatically.
Good. But say, let's get out of these space suits.
Yes, let's. Breathing condensed air gets tiresome.
They're not exactly comfortable in the control cabin, either. Unsnap my helmet clamps for me.
Sure. No, wait a second.
Where are you going?
I didn't close the door of this cabinet tight. For that, you can open your own helmet.
All right. Anything to breathe pure air again.
Wait, stop.
Huh?
Keep on that helmet.
Are you trying to get me? Ouch!
Told you to keep that helmet on. You see that auxiliary gas analyzer there in the cabinet?
What's the matter, Buck?
Cyanogen gas. Something very much like it here in this control cabin.
What?
According to dial one on this analyzer, it's slowly been getting stronger and stronger in here. Right now, there's enough to kill us instantly.
Buck!
More of Killer Kane's work. Somewhere in this control cabin, here it is. See the speaker?
Right under your control speaker.
Yes. Pouring out a gas intended to get us the minute we took off our spacesuits. Snap your helmet clamps tight again.
What are you going to do?
Throw the speaker out the main metal door.
While we're tearing along like this?
Yes, sir. Boy, did you feel the air in this cabin rush out when I opened that door?
Yes, Buck. The pressure in here is returning to normal again.
Well, that helped to clear the gas out, too. Thank heaven for the auxiliary gas analyzer.
Yes. Yes, it's back to normal again.
Well... And we can take off these helmets safely.
I'm almost afraid to.
Oh, it's okay now. Here, I'll help you. There you are. Here goes my helmet.
Now that it's all over, Buck, I feel sort of funny.
Yeah, I know what you mean. If you really think about it, it was a pretty close call for us.
Too close. Killer Kane and Ardela won't stop at anything. The president was right, Buck, when he said that this is the most dangerous assignment he ever gave us.
And we're seeing it through. We know how far Killer Kane will go to get what he wants, so we're going to play mighty safe every step of the way. But we're not going to waste any time.
We can't waste any time. Keep the power on full. Dr. Hewer is a prisoner aboard their ship, Buck. After what they tried to do to
Don't
us...
Don't worry, Wilma. We'll get to him. We're on a clear rocket trail that can't miss. Maybe these two ships are exactly alike. But there are a few tricks of navigation that even Killer Kane doesn't know.
Yes, and I'll bet Buck and Wilma do get to Dr. Huer and rescue him from the arch criminals. But how? And I wonder what Buck meant when he said that there are a few tricks of navigation that Killer Kane doesn't know. Well, I'm afraid we'll have to wait for the next episode.